And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
We're very lucky because we've got the Sands favourite dermatologist, Dr. Kavita Njeti, on the line again. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
How do you spell psoriasis?
I know. It's a tricky one. So it's, P-S-O. R-I-A-S-I-S.
Gee, it'd be a good Scrabble score.
Yeah, exactly. Silent P.
It is, when people see that word, I think most people know how to describe it, how to pronounce it, because it's pretty common, isn't it? A lot of people suffer from psoriasis, and it's a nasty thing.
It is, and I think it's because it, you know, it lasts for such a long time, and people see it. You know, you see it on the hands, the legs, on the trunk, and some people are covered from top to toe, and that's why it's so distressing for people. And people who don't understand or who haven't seen it before, you know, often they can kind of judge and they feel, you know, they feel humiliated. So I think it's the huge emotional as well as physical burden.
Very tough for people who do have a severe case of it, given, you know, coming into summer and you want to wear shorts or go to the beach.
That's right. That's right. It impacts on every aspect of their life, you know, and they detail it so they don't have to actually reveal any part of their skin because they're so embarrassed by it.
Does it start small, Kavita, and spread, or how does that work?
Yeah, look, I think there's different forms of it. So some people just have it in their scalp. Some people actually get a big outburst, you know, usually after an infection, especially a throat infection. And then other people, yes, they just have patches. And the classical spots where you find them are elbows and knees, and they just stay there. And then, you know, there are certain triggers, and then it'll go all over. So it can be quite variable as to how it progresses.
How painful is it in the scalp?
Oh, it can really crust, and I think that's where, and crack, and that's where the pain comes in. So once the barrier is broken, then anything that contacts it will sting and it'll burn. And you know, when you've got such thick scale, and the other issue seems to be that because you've got scale, you know, it falls on your clothing, and they won't wear dark clothing because you can see all the white specks, and that's really distressing for patients as well.
So that's not dandruff.
So there's a bit of an overlap between dandruff and psoriasis.
Really?
So So dandruff, the technical term is called seborrheic dermatitis. And so there is this kind of SIBO psoriasis. So it's this kind of overlap. And as it gets more and more severe, it actually becomes psoriasis.
So it develops onto that. Is there a difference between psoriasis and eczema?
Yes. So they're actually two very different entities. Eczema tends to be associated with things like asthma and hay fever, where your immune system is hyperactive. And it tends to be generally quite itchy. So, you know, and often babies and the areas of involvement are slightly different. So, you know, eczema traditionally will be on the inside, so in the elbow creases, behind the knee joints, whereas psoriasis is exactly the opposite. It's actually on the knee and on the elbows, and they look different as well. Psoriasis generally tends to have a lot more scale, and it tends to be almost a reddy orangey hue, whereas eczema tends to be very dry, so they're always needing moisturizer, and they just, you know, absorb that up.
When you have a reasonably severe case of psoriasis, and it becomes very itchy, what are you prescribing to, because I presume at night in particular, that would be a living hell to be trying to go to sleep when you have parts of your body you can't even reach that are itching.
Yes, that's right. Look, I think, so we have kind of three or four tiers of treatment. And when we see a patient, you decide, is this something that they can actually treat with creams? And that is obviously our first preference. Once it just becomes all over, it's just not practical to be able to treat it with creams. Then we look at light therapy. So I know we advocate staying out of the light, but we do use ultraviolet rays to try and control psoriasis because it works really, really well. And of course, it's in a very controlled environment. So we actually put them in a little UV booth. And then the next level is, oral medication. And then finally, we've got a lot of new medications coming in the form of injections that work really, really well.
So that's the scale. You start off trying to treat it with a cream if you can, and then ultimately, yeah, if you get a really bad case, you're going to have to resort to some sort of chemical intervention.
That's right. That's right, exactly.
And they're effective?
Very effective. I think, you know, the last few years, we've had a whole barrage of new medications coming out, and they're called biologics. And, you know, the government has passed to about six at the moment. So they're accessible to people who have tried and failed other methods, and they were extremely effective. So, you know, you're looking at 90% clearance, so at least 75% clearance, and on to 90% or more clearance.
Any commonality, finally, on who does suffer from psoriasis or eczema? Is it a gene thing? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's, so there's definitely a genetic factor, so if you have a family history. Other things that can trigger it, like I said, was infection, so especially a bacteria called streptococcus.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get certain medications, even common blood pressure medications can sometimes trigger it. If you get prednisone for other things, that can sometimes trigger it if you suddenly withdraw it. So there are a few, and sometimes environmental factors as well. You know, so some people tend to flare up a little bit more in summer, some people tend to flare up in winter. So there's a few trigger points for each individual patient.
Fabulous to catch up with you again. You do wonderful work at the SAN. We love talking to our experts there, Dr. Kavita Njeti. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.